Good afternoon. Clouds gradually increasing across interior New York and New England as we get deeper into the afternoon, as high pressure will keep it dry but gradually slide off the eastern seaboard. This will give way to a weak Alberta Clipper, which is diving in from the Great Lakes. It'll take a track through the Ohio Valley near Pittsburgh to a position east of New Jersey overnight and into tomorrow morning. On this track, we will see clouds increase and thicken through the overnight hours, and a few snow showers are possible, mainly south of I-90 into the Catskills, the mid and lower Hudson Valley, and southernmost New England, where perhaps a dusting of snow will accumulate, otherwise little or no accumulation with this clipper. After topping out in the upper 20s today, we'll drop back into the upper teens to around 20 tonight. So after a few leftover snow showers tomorrow morning, we'll have increasing sunshine as another area of high pressure will build in during the day, and highs will reach into the lower 30s. On Friday, we'll expect another quiet day with that same high pressure center in control. Lots of sunshine in the forecast, with highs once again up to about freezing. At this point, we'll turn our attention to the Gulf, where a system will emerge and head toward the mid-Atlantic coast. This is how we'll begin our weekend, with increasing clouds on Saturday and the chance of snow or rain depending on the storm track as the system works its way north from the mid-Atlantic to a position east and south of Cape Cod. Should we get a closer approach, more rain and snow is likely for more of us. If the track holds off the eastern seaboard, mainly central and eastern New England will be under the gun for rain and snow to start the weekend. Highs on Saturday will be in the lower to mid-30s. Behind the system either way on Sunday, we'll have a mix of sun and clouds, and it will be breezy back into the upper 20s before a couple of new disturbances approach for the early part of next week, with a renewed chance of some snow on Monday and Tuesday and highs staying in the 20s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, winter storm watches, warnings, and winter weather advisories are in effect from the southern high plains into the southern Rockies. A deep trough of low pressure in the mid-levels of the atmosphere will pivot through the southwest part of the country over the next 2 days, and snow will add up to as much as 8 to 16 inches in the Sangre de Cristo Mountains and 3 to 7 inches in the high plains of eastern New Mexico and the panhandle of Texas. Heavy snow will also fall in southern Colorado, with Pikes Peak and the Rampart Range picking up as much as 6 to 12 inches of snow. And in the eastern part of the country, that Alberta Clipper will bring a general light snow to the northern Appalachians from western and central Pennsylvania into western Maryland and northern Virginia. Most of these locations will pick up between 2 and 4 inches of snow. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 88 degrees at Cotulla, Texas, to a low of 18 below zero at Rudyard, Michigan. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City increasing clouds with light snow possible by the end of the day and highs in the lower 30s. In Boston, increasing clouds near 30, and in Buffalo, increasing clouds with highs in the mid-20s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 30 degrees, the average low, 14. The record high, 61, set in 2006, and the record low, 18 below zero, in 1994. Sunrise this morning, 7:20 a.m., sunset this evening, 4:54 p.m., 9 hours and 34 minutes of daylight, an increase of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Brilliant sunshine today with highs in the lower to mid-20s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower teens, though closer to zero in the mountains. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, increasing clouds today with highs in the lower 30s. Cloudy with a chance of light snow showers tonight, lows in the lower 20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, increasing clouds today with highs in the middle 20s. Cloudy with a chance for a few light snow showers or flurries tonight and lows in the middle teens. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, increasing clouds today with highs in the upper 20s. Cloudy with a chance of light snow showers tonight and lows in the upper teens. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90, increasing clouds today with highs in the mid to upper 20s. Cloudy with a chance of a few light snow showers or flurries tonight and lows in the middle to upper teens. Region-wide for tomorrow, a few morning snow showers south of I-90, then increasing sun for everyone in the lower 30s. Mostly sunny on Friday in the lower 30s. Chance of snow or rain, especially in New England, on Saturday in the lower to mid-30s. A mix of sun and clouds Sunday in the upper 20s, and the chance for more snow on Monday and Tuesday with highs staying in the 20s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.